You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM time, great independent and unsigned music down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday at Irk FM. And on this episode of Irk FM we have a big couple of announcements for you. We also have some returning artists, and one of the returning artists are Hotels and Highways, who would like me to tell you that you can download a free MP3 from their website now. Link in the show notes, Train Whistle. That is the song that you can have for free. But in the meantime, here's Hotels and Highways with their song called Work It Out. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Work it out! Work it out, darling. Work it out. Work it out, darling. What did I expect to find? I went to sleep.
Hi, this is Jennings.
Hi, this is Carmen Townsend.
Hi, this is Lisa from Hotels and Highways.
Hi, this is Eric Yates from Hot Buttered Rum.
Hi, this is Miranda Vetris.
Hey, this is Sid from Hotels and Highways.
Hey there, this is Bronny.
Hi, this is Ryan from the Ryan Michaels Band.
Hi, this is Mike Gretka.
Hi, this is Heather Scott.
What's up? This is Scott Siegel, lead singer from Arrest My Sister.
Hi, my name is India.
This is B. Ryan.
We are Astronauts of Antiquity.
Hi, this is Pat from Hotels and Highways.
Hi, this is Dan from Comandante Zero.
Hi, this is Sabrina Shaheen.
Hi, this is Calliope from Athens.
You told me your lover was leaving. And yeah, I can recognize a good thing. But don't let them tell you. It ain't a big thing. It's a big thing. You told me your lover was leaving. Yeah, I can recognize a good thing. But don't let them tell you. It ain't a big thing. It's a big thing.
Types of places on
on any kind of a regular basis. 'Cause I know I ain't never seen yours sitting amongst the regular faces. And I swear that I'd remember you, girl, if I seen you around. 'Cause you've got the lips, you've got the eyes, you've got the hips, you've got the thighs. And nothing God can criticize, but I ain't telling you lies. You've got the lips, you've got the eyes, you've got the hips, you've got the thighs. Oh good God, you've done it now, you've blown my mind.
Wow, that was a big finish there from Dead Cells with their song Friday Feeling. And prior to that, you heard from Tommy and the Fallen Horses with their song Told Me Twice. And of course, to start out the episode, we heard from Hotels and Highways coming back with their song Work It Out. Hotels and Highways, of course, we heard on the South by Southwest special a couple of episodes ago. Three friends decided to get together and seclude themselves in a cabin in New York next to a lake, and they decided to write songs, and they certainly have. One of the song that we actually played on the South by Southwest special, Train Whistle, is now available for free download via the Hotels and Highways website, so that's rather cool. After Hotels and Highways, we heard from Tommy and the Fallen Horses, and they're from Wellington in New Zealand. Lead singer Tommy Benfield rose to infamy across the New Zealand music scene with his band Tommy headlining many festivals and having several singles on high rotation on a number of radio stations in the country of New Zealand. After the band split up, the remaining replacement members formed Tommy and the Fallen Horses. Two keyboard players and two bass players later, their debut album, Isolation is a New Party, was completed and has been since going on to receive critical acclaim along with major radio play and TV exposure, and they recently broke into the New Zealand indie charts. They're quoted as having a sound with a melodic spell like no other. And of course, you can go to the show notes, click on the links, and find out more about all of the artists, not just Tommy and the Fallen Horses. And then we heard from Dead Cells. They're based in Buckinghamshire in England. They return with their new single, Here Be Dragons, which is now available on iTunes and all other major download places. They're described as a band filled with groove-laden riffs and big funky bass lines coupled with melodic, well-crafted vocals. They take their name from all of the head-banging that the band sees at their gigs, resulting in Dead Brain Cells. They formed in October 2009. So that was Dead Cells. Rather cool indeed. Hi, I'm Erk, and welcome to this episode of Erk FM. Big announcement coming up during the episode, a big couple of announcements, actually. And indeed, if you would like to go back and listen to episode 150, which I released on Tuesday just gone, I had an interview with the delightful Emma Dean. It was a great way to celebrate 150 episodes of IRC FM. Now, who would have thought 150 episodes? I had no idea that it was going to last this long when I, quote-unquote, went to the dark side and became a music podcaster in January of 2009. And here it is, May 2011. I'm just about to embark on a tour of Europe, and I'm still here. So, Emma Dean, great interview. A multifaceted interview because she's not just a singer-songwriter who just stands up there and sings. The theatrical elements to her performance. She's a cabaret star. And if you are here in Australia and you're listening to this in May or June 2011, Emma Dean actually may be on tour somewhere near you. So let's continue with the music. Excellent music here on IRC FM each and every Friday, and soon to be every Monday, but more about that soon. Thanks, Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com.
It's everywhere you go. The rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? The people on the land and we still ain't free. Yeah, it's the golden rule. Everywhere you go, the rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? These people make the laws and we still ain't free. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh. I echo, not here to preach my opinion, but more clear the vision of this nation. Cause man, oh man, I really can't conform to these false idols, whoa, no. And as young kids, we grow up to worship money making and the fundamentals that surround it. What would you believe? What did you believe? What would you believe? What did you believe? What did you believe? What did you believe? What did you believe? Oh yeah. Cause it's the golden rule. Everywhere you go, the rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? These people make the laws and we still ain't free. Yeah, it's the golden rule. Everywhere you go, the rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? These people make the laws and we still ain't free. Yeah, it's the golden rule. Everywhere you go, the rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? These people make the laws and we still ain't free. Yeah, it's the golden rule. Everywhere you go, the rich make the rules and the love don't show. It's the golden rule. Lord, can't you see? These people make the laws and we still ain't free. Yeah, it's the, yeah, it's the, yeah, it's the, yeah, it's the.
Cool, man. Don't often get reggae music sent to me, but Rob from Juice Management and Promotion, you did well there, mate, with the band called High Ceiling from Washington State, and the song was called The Golden Rule. So let's tell you a little bit about High Ceiling. Taking their name from a day where a blanket of clouds covered half the sky, where the Cascade Mountains in Washington State under it, and being described on radio as a high ceiling, the band are creating a huge buzz on the reggae circuit following the release of two studio albums. Having performed well over 300 shows throughout the Western US, which has included multiple festival appearances and supporting a number of national touring bands, High Ceiling's popularity recently saw them perform to over 1,000 people at the Seattle Hemp Fest. This also has reflected on their album sales, where they have broken into the top 20 on a variety of independent charts. Being a touring band, High Ceiling have had their fair share of incidents, ranging from their lighting engineer disappearing, bass amp only gigs, to liaisons with a fraudster and a hungover host who took hours to pay the band for a gig the night before. So that was High Ceiling from Washington State in the US. Before that, we heard from Lancashire, England based band Kafka, drawing his influences from the likes of Lou Reed, Elvis Costello and Neil Young. The result of this is seeing Kafka complete his debut album Mysterious Skin, that has been described as being emotionally charged and burning with energy. Self-confessing that he started his project back to front by getting his album completed first before anything else, you can expect to hear more of Kafka in the future when gig dates in support of the album are announced. And the song that we heard from Kafka was Jump Down. And before that, we heard Treat Me Good, and that song was by the Damsels. Now, let me tell you a little bit about them. They're based in Telford, England, comprising of vocalist and lyric writer Sam Potts and musician producer Mike Taylor. The Damsels were formed in 2009 after being introduced to each other by a BBC radio producer. Since their chance introduction to each other, the band have gone on to feature on a number of local radio stations who have caught on to their fusion of indie sounds with 80s pop. After a year of songwriting and recording, they've completed their debut album, Blue Tears and Black Hearts, which of course you can get via iTunes and all the usual major download places. And don't forget, click on the show notes, find out more about these artists, listen to some more of their music. You might actually decide to buy some music, or you might be lucky, they might be touring somewhere near you. All the music on this episode comes to us from a variety of sources. Juice Management and Promotion, Ariel Publicity, Cyber PR, and we also have a new source as well, FH Artist Management, and also the artist directly. And not forgetting, right down at the bottom, we have a epic track to finish the episode, of course, courtesy of SGC Media. So we're going to continue on now with some more music very, very shortly. You're listening to IRC FM, episode 151. Down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. And soon, a new podcast coming to you on a Monday. That's right, I said a new podcast coming to you on a Monday. Details soon. Thank you, Foundry Road. G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, Insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name, when all I do.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Channel IRC presents A Moment in Time. Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Podiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com.
Such a wonderful friend, such a dear loyal neighbor, and you've always been there. But it doesn't seem real now, you're not there anymore. You don't come to your window or open your door. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there. Like the sun is rising and the good times we share. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there. There's a difference in space now, heavens ever so open. A wonderful mother, a grandmother too. Were your sister Sarah here? They're missing you too. There's one special lady, she's thinking of you, and she wants you to know how much she loves you. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there, like the sun always rising and the good times we share. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there. There's a beautiful space now, who's ever so open. I'm missing you, lady, 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 I'm missing you lately. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there, like the sun always rising and the good times we share. I'm missing you, lady, 'cause you've always been there. There's a difference in space now, things ever so open.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Right.
You're listening to IRC FM episode 151, and that song was by the R-Hats. Let me tell you about the R-Hats. They're based in Norway, and the song that you heard was called Lonely Street. So now we have both songs played from the title of the episode, which I've entitled The Golden Rule of Lonely Street. What that means, I've got no idea, but I just thought it was cool anyway. So, the R-Hats from Norway. Emerging from the Norwegian rock scene in January 2007, they were quickly noted for their distinguished style, combining a remarkable vocal performance with echoing guitars and addictive beats. Following several high-profile gigs in their home country and the release of their debut EP, the R-Hats had a track selected for the Norwegian Music for China compilation CD. This exposure then resulted in the band embarking on a tour of China, which involved them performing in 14 major cities in China's most celebrated venues for underground music. The tour has been quoted as being the most extensive rock and roll endeavour undertaken by any Norwegian band in the communist state. I dare say that wouldn't be necessarily too hard, but that was the R-Hats with Lonely Street. And before that, we heard from El Perry, who is an acoustic pop artist from London. Having been described as having an amazing, melodic, emotional songs and a breathtakingly beautiful voice, the future is looking increasingly bright for El Perry following the release of her album The Power of Music, which is available, of course, at iTunes and all other major downloady stores. Having already been featured on a large number of radio stations, including the BBC, the exposure she received resulted in her being invited to perform at Guildfest, which helped increase her productivity and her popularity even further. Her music also attracted the attention of the charity Wake Up, who included one of her tracks on a compilation album that they released, and has seen her actively supporting the charity since. So that is cool. Now we're going to go on with the music and our next artist, who is called Renfrey Deadman, who is based in London, deciding to go solo following an argument with a friend he was going to form a band with, who angrily suggested that he should play on his own. Renfrey Deadman has not looked back since taking this advice. The release of his debut EP, I Tell My Guitar the Things I Used to Tell You, that is awesome, sees Renfrey apply his love of rock, metal and hardcore to a more gentle acoustic style that has infused audiences in and around London since his successful EP launch party. His growing popularity has seen him having his own acoustic night in Nambucca in London, where he headlines the night with all of his friends and other favourite acoustic acts. And of course, his debut EP is now available on iTunes and all other major downloady places. So this is Renfrey Deadman, and I have selected The Sweetest Day. Yes, it is pretty sweet indeed. Thanks, Foundry.
All the times I felt regret, still not forgotten yet. I pretend everything is swell, but really I'm going through hell. For all the times I didn't call, just wasn't thinking of you is all. You drove me completely insane, you know I would do it all again. For all the times I drove you mad, I hope you know I understand. If there was hope, then all hope is gone.
sorry for dragging you along. I know I should have moved on, but I'm afraid that I will forget. Oh, sweet memories still daily run through my head. And the sweetest day I ever had was the day you said to me. I see Jesus marking me, cause I don't have the will to believe. All the songs I try to sing still feels like no one's listening. For all the times I did you wrong, I was hurting myself all along. To not be damned but to be saved, break down those barricades. For all the times I call out your name, I still can't help but feel ashamed. There was a time but our time's now up. Come my sinners, drink up. I know I should have moved on, but I'm afraid that I will forget. All the sweet memories, shaking noises in my head. But the sweetest day I ever had was the day you said to me. May I lost a lover, but you ain't lost a friend. You may have lost me lover, but you ain't lost me friend.
Gotta get out.
G'day, I'm Irk from Irk FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? And I mix it with some of this. And I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this. Wait, if you want me to scream out of something, I won't take this. Leaving you hoping for something, no, it's real, no, wobbling. Add all those together and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel Irk. Irk FM Metal Monday, coming in October 2011. You're listening to IRC FM, episode 151, and we heard there from a new band. Well, of course, a lot of the bands to me are new, but that was Hey Penny, and the song was called Parade. Prior to that, we heard from Serial Obsession and their song All The Way, and before that, we heard Take Me Away by Helen Austin. Now, I first heard of Helen Austin because she was interviewed on Nick Tan's podcast, Is This Thing On? And then I heard the track again when I heard of Helen again when Rob from Juice Management and Promotion sent me the information that I needed, which he does each and every week. So, Helen Austin is based in Vancouver Island in Canada. She originally started out as a musical stand-up comedian. At the same time, she was writing and singing original compositions on the side. On returning back to her country, she was then able to make this her main focus, resulting in the release of two studio solo albums titled Song of the Week in 2010 and most recently Treehouse in 2011. If her music sounds a bit familiar, that might be because she has had her music appear on TV shows such as One Tree Hill, 90210, and a number of MTV programs. She is also being heard in a selection of major stores across the UK as well. She was also asked to write a song for the Relay of Life CD, which raises money for the Canadian Cancer Society. And she's most recently been nominated in 5 categories for the Vancouver Island Music Awards. So that was Helen Austin, quite cool. We also heard from Serial Obsession. They're based in New York. They were formed in 2006 and they have been creating a huge buzz on the New York rock scene since the release of their debut EP, and I love this title, Sexy But Useless, in 2008, and most recently their full-length album Shotgun Opera, which of course you can purchase on iTunes and all of the usual downloady places. They have been invited to support a number of national acts, including 80s rock band Lillian Axe at the world-famous BB King's Blues Club. They also performed to a sellout audience at New York's the Highline Ballroom, which was a media event for radio and television companies to benefit City Meals on Wheels, who supply thousands of meals to the homeless across New York City. And so that was Serial Obsession, and that was quite cool indeed. And I will tell you about Hey Penny in just a moment.
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday.
Hi, I'm Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, I am Rodrigo from the other side of the world, that is the Azores Islands. I do Cowboy Contour podcasts.
Hey, this is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Emma Dean, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is James Kahu from Auckland, New Zealand.
Hi, this is Mark Regula.
And Tony Navarro.
We're from the group By Every Tower Project.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are?
Hi, this is George from the Eclectic Mix and Sounds of Ambience podcasts. You're listening to IRC FM.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparelli.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band
Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
2, 1.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explain from Foundry Road!
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hey, Dua.
Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Urk FM!
Yeah!
And indeed, you are listening to Urk FM. Let's tell you a little bit about Hey Penny. Though mostly known for country music royalty, the likes of Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash, Nashville has a flourishing indie rock scene that, along with the neighborhood streets, the hills and woods, makes a perfect place for Hey Penny to create their world of indie pop fun rock. 4 years ago, vocalist, guitarist and keyboard player Ben Elkins lived about 150 miles south of Nashville, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He experimented with sounds and spaces and new ways of writing songs. Through these efforts, Hey Penny was born and an album, Use These Spoons, was completed, and Ben relocated to Nashville, recruiting a bassist and a drummer. Although it was never fully distributed, Use These Spoons made waves in the blogosphere and garnered accolades throughout the region country Western Hemisphere for its pop-infused balance of rhythm, harmony, and do-it-yourself brilliance, ultimately selling out of all their pressings. What started out as a quiet, solitary, and patient endeavor has over the last year erupted into a statico rock band that finds company with contemporaries while channeling the rock appeal, or rather the pop appeal, of Michael Jackson and the naivety of Sesame Street. They've recently finished up their follow-up to Use the Spoons, and it's called A Jillion Kicks, that was released in February of 2011. And the song that we heard from Hey Penny was from that album, and it was called Parade. Now, I gave you a bit of a teaser before with a new promo, and it's time to tell you that there is a new podcast coming up to Channel Urk and Urk FM when I return from Europe. Let me tell you about the Europe bit first. Now, I've been telling you that I've been planning on heading to Europe, and I will be heading there in July. I will be leaving Sydney in the first week of July, heading over to Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and I'll be flying there. I'll be spending a week in Japan first, and then I'll be basing myself in Europe for the next 2 months after that. So basically July, August, and the opening bit of September. And then I'll be flying home and spending a week in Hong Kong on the way home. So all of the Friday episodes of Urk FM will be pre-recorded before that, with additional music content as required on Tuesdays. When I return from Europe, it's time for another podcast. That's right. Now, if you've been listening to Urk FM for some time, you'll know that I really like hard rock and metal. And you will also know that I did a complete month last year of rock and metal, which I called Rocktober. Various radio stations have used the name over the years, but not a lot of them seem to do it anymore. So last year, I programmed a whole month of rock and metal. And then after that, in November, to redress the balance, I created the month of No Rock Member for November. So with all of the local metal and hard rock bands that I'm going to see, all the music that I've been supplied, plus all the music that I can get from my regular music suppliers, I thought that it would be about time to start up a sister podcast for Urk FM. So in October 2011, when I return from Europe, there will be 2 Urk FM episodes each and every week, plus interview episodes on Tuesday as required. So there's going to be a fair bit of music here on Channel Urk, which of course you can find at channelurk.com each and every week. The new show is called Urk FM Metal Monday. And as the name suggests, it will come down the pipes and into your ears hard and fast on Mondays. And then, of course, on Tuesdays, as required, we'll have interview specials. On Fridays, the regular IRC FM that you're listening to now, which has been coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday since January 2009, that will continue as normal. And then, of course, on the weekend, I'm joined in the studio by my mum, Judy. And on Saturdays, we have a bit of a talk about the past, the present, and the future, and play a bit of music on Blast from the Past on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, Judy discovers that there's more to music than country and or western, with the show that she selects all the music for herself and presents herself on Sundays, Judy's Blast FM. So there's going to be so much music on IRC FM and across Channel IRC come October. I'm excited. You can go to the IRC FM website now and you'll be able to find more information about IRC FM Metal Monday. There will be a new podcast feed. So if you're not into the hard rock or the metal, that's fine, because I understand that not everybody is. You don't need to subscribe. And I won't be combining both shows on the one feed. So if you like metal, and if you like hard rock, well, you can listen to Metal Monday. And of course, you can also listen to this show on Fridays. If you are into hard rock and metal, you can go to the Metal Monday section of the website and you can see pre-existing content that I've already done for IRC FM in the past, including whole shows and interviews. So in the meantime, you can listen to all that, and then come October, it's IRC FM Metal Monday. I am so looking forward to it. It is going to be awesome. You'll be hearing people like Foundry Road. You'll be hearing people like Psycho Sapien, Ill Content, Centered Self, Emotus, all of those sort of people that you heard in the promo, and a lot more. IRC FM Metal Monday, every Monday down the pipes and into your ears, hard and fast, from October 2011. G'day, I'm IRC from Channel IRC and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Hey, this is Caparo and you're listening to IRC FM.
Como un milagro y me cogiste cuando Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
There are things that you need to know. I'm sorry, but I have to let you go. You say you've changed and everything will be alright, but there's no one there. Every now and then I still wish it were you. you're out drinking again. You ever heard of the telephone? Well, a good woman should never be left alone crying. How many times can I take it? Now, over and over again.
In the event of a traffic jam, I can listen to a song like that in the car and I'll be nice and calm. That song was called Loser in Love and it's by Never the Bride, an absolutely awesome band. And thanks to the power of social media and Twitter, that is how I actually got the last three songs that you've heard. Never the Bride, they're a band who come to us from the UK, and hopefully when I'm in Europe I might actually be able to go and see them live. They have performed live and recorded with the world's top musicians, including The Who's ZZ Top, Alice Cooper, Robert Plant, Peter Frampton, Paul Rogers, and Gary Brooker, The Pretenders, and they've all been left breathless by their talent. You can also check out YouTube to see Never the Bride doing Stairway to Heaven and Kashmir with a full orchestra. So that is indeed cool. They're a world-class act. Never the Bride has a primal power and a vital passion that raises not only the roof but the soul. And I needed a bit of soul lifting, and not to mention roof raising, when I was actually told about the band. I was at my local shopping centre, and it was past closing time, half an hour past closing time, and the traffic was queued back for three or four levels, and I'm tweeting away, oh my gee, I am stuck in a traffic jam, it is so bad, so I'm just going to get out of my car and sit and watch the traffic go by. And Rachel, who is a massive fan of the band Never the Bride, she tweeted me and she says, would you like a CD so not only can you play them, but if you're stuck in a traffic jam, you can listen to some awesome music? And of course I said yes. Of course, what else was I going to do? Say no. And so sometimes you need dedicated fans to help you get the word out there. Rachel is definitely a dedicated fan and she is trying to spread the word, using people like me to help spread the word and trying to get the band to tour Australia. And if they do, I think it'll be definitely worth the visit. So that was Never the Bride. Before that, we heard two songs from Capero, who has been on IRC FM before, and I interviewed her on way back on episode 75. So it was basically like 76 episodes ago now. Oh, that seems like such a long time ago. But she's from New York, and she sings in English and in Spanish, as you may have heard. The first song that I played, I actually asked her to translate for me, because as anyone who has listened to IRC FM and IRC Pod for a period of time, you'll know that sometimes I even struggle with the English language, let alone the Spanish one. So, in her words, the title of the first track is kind of pronounced like May Hashir's Sentia. Now, I think I've got that right, I'm not sure. And the song that we heard after that was called Gone Again. Two awesome songs. I was chatting on Twitter to Capero the other day, and she says, hey, I've got some new tracks coming out. And so I tweeted her and said, don't forget your Aussie buddy down here. And so she didn't. She sent me those couple of tracks, and that was absolutely awesome. I love the way how she's so aggressive on that guitar. It's great. Speaking of great, we have an Australian song to finish. I recently featured this song on the latest episode of Insomnia Radio Australia, which of course you can find at australia.insomniaradio.net. It's called Design Desire. It's by Abby May. She is a singer-songwriter from Perth in Western Australia. Her new album is called Design Desire, and it will be out mid-2011, so it's very, very close. This is the title track to the song, to the album, I should say. This is Design Desire by Abby May. I'll be back to wrap things up and to give you a sneak taste of where you may be able to hear IRC FM very, very soon. I love this song. I have played it so many times that as soon as I hit play, this song will qualify as an earworm for a later IRC FM earworm special for 2011 when I come back from Europe. Was absolutely awesome. You've been listening to IRC FM episode 151. Hope you've enjoyed the music. During the week I received an email. I can't give you full details yet because they haven't been 100% confirmed and locked in. However, you may be listening to this somewhere else other than IRC FM, and if you are, hello. I'll confirm the details when they're available, but there's so much happening with Channel IRC and IRC FM at the moment. It's absolutely awesome. I've got the pre-Europe trip planning to do. I have to record the shows that you'll be able to get down the pipes and into your ears on Fridays while I'm away. There's the launch of IRC FM Metal Monday. And hopefully, by next week's episode, I'll be able to tell you a new place to be able to not only listen to IRC FM, but to listen to some more great independent music as well from an Australian internet radio station, which I'm quite looking forward to being able to reveal. So speaking of revealing, we've revealed some awesome tracks on this week's episode of IRC FM. We heard from Hotels and Highways, Tommy and the Fallen Horses, Dead Cells, The Damsels, Kafka, High Ceiling, El Perry, The R-Hats, Demfrey Deadman, Helen Austin, Serial Obsession, Hey Penny, Capero, Never the Bride, and Abby May. Music was supplied by Juice Management and Promotion, Ariel Publicity, Cyber PR, FH Artist Management, and SGC Media. Absolutely awesome. No interview episode next week. If you haven't, go back and listen to the Emma Dean episode, episode 150. Absolutely awesome interview. And I'll be seeing Emma perform this weekend as I record this. Can't wait. It should be awesome. So next week we'll have a great selection of music down the pipes and into your ears for IRC FM episode 152. And of course, all music is played with direct permission from the artists or with various agreements with various music content providers. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Don't forget to check out musicpodcasting.org for more great music podcasts from around the world in a variety of styles, from a variety of presenters, from a variety of locations around the world. And also don't forget to check out the other shows on Channel IRC, Blast from the Past, Judy's Blast FM, and also my talk podcast, IRC Pod. Lots of content coming your way, especially when I head off to Europe. Can't wait. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Bed and theme music, of course, by Foundry Road. And until next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very, very much for listening. And until then, next time, wherever it is across Channel IRC, good night, Interweb.